And good Tuesday morning. Just like many other Tuesdays, we are joined in studio by the director of the Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, we had you over the phones last time, but glad to have you back here in studio with us today.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Well, and it was good reason for as well. Hopefully, maternity leave, everything's going on well with that individual in your office as well. That's always good reason to miss work right there.
That's right. So Michelle was at the office yesterday with Grayson, so good. I got to get some Grayson snuggles and everyone is doing well, so that's
good.
Exciting.
Well, it was worth the phone call then, worth the trip as well, so we appreciate you coming on down here and speaking on behalf of, I can't believe it, but basically the last week of June, you guys have got activities going on, but we're running out of days here in June, and then it opens up into July, and the 4th of July, we'll have more on that here in just a second, but as we usually do, we open it up. I like to remind, I've seen a lot more effort here recently. I know AWOL was granted that same recycling bin as the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, but I like to see more and more recycling, and Independence kind of leads the way with that. You guys with this recycling day on Tuesdays, and then, of course, the first Saturday of the months during the summers, but tonight, again, recycling day.
It is. So today from 11 to 1 at the Sanitation Yard at 21st and Maple, we have recycling, as you mentioned, every Tuesday. So if you find that time slot convenient, drop by from 11 to 1. If that does not work with your work schedule or your life, on the first Saturday of every month from 8 to noon, you have an opportunity to drop off your recycling. So it's a great opportunity that we have in our community, but I also would like to put a plug in for civic groups, organizations, clubs, churches, anyone who is interested in being a part of sustaining this, because while the city does operate the sanitation yard and they do help with the recycling, it takes a lot more than just the city workers. And to keep the cost down on recycling, because it does cost to do the right thing.
Yeah.
We have worked for years coordinating all the volunteer efforts. And so I put that out there because I'm going to be sending out some emails actually later in the week requesting some support from a lot of our civic organizations in hope that we can get a good strong volunteer effort. You have to be 18, so if you are a recently graduated senior or one of those seniors that's old in your class and you've already had your birthday, you can get some community service hours by volunteering down at recycling. But that is today, and then it will be, the 6th of of July.
Yep. So the first Saturday there in July would be, the 6th there. And I think you make a good point, too, because as we've seen with the example, again, remaining anonymous with the donation from the gentleman for AWOL as well as for his Coffeyville Friends of Animals for aluminum cans. But this is something, I've been trying to do here a little bit, and we kind of have our effort. But say you're in an office place and you use a lot of paper, throw a second bin next to the original trash bin and recycle your paper. You can do little efforts just as easy as throwing a regular piece of trash parcel into the trash. It's just as easy as it is. You're right, though. It costs a little bit. It takes a little bit of extra effort, but you can start it from your office place. You can start it like we saw with an anonymous donation. And I know the one here on 8th Street is filled up almost once every 3 days. I don't know how the one at G&W has been doing.
It's full.
Yeah, it fills up. I mean, people have
That's
recyclables.
Awesome.
People want to take that effort, and you can do it at home without having a recycling bin. Just put a box out, throw your paper in there instead. So you're right. It's very easy to do on your own time. So, that, of course, is today, this afternoon from 11 to 1. And then tonight, how's this for you? Family night out at the band show.
It is. It's family night because it is Tuesday evening. Mid-Continent Band plays from during the summer months till about mid-August. And we have two family nights scheduled. One is actually tonight at 8 o'clock in the band shell. And Mid-Continent Band will be playing movie favorites, both new and old. And the chamber will be there with free face painting. We'll have some chalk for chalk art. We're going to have some glow bracelets for all the kids, some popsicles. Everything's free. It's a great evening. It was beautiful last night. I was at the tennis courts watching some tennis championships, and you wouldn't you couldn't believe that it was late June setting outside. So I'm hoping that tonight is equally as beautiful and that we get a lot of families at the band shell this evening to participate in family night and enjoy that music.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, for it to be June and not just unbearably hot during some points of the day is a blessing in and of itself. I took advantage of the Dollar Family Night at the pool last night. So yeah, I knew it was a beautiful, beautiful night. Wasn't too hot, wasn't too anything. And yesterday as well, I got to meet Mr. Dave Parker, who is actually part of that Mid-Continent band. Santa Bone, I guess. You can't miss him on stage once he's up there. But him and I kind of talked about it, and I forgot. You were in a wind section of that band, weren't you?
Yes, I played the saxophone for many years.
Man,
yes.
See, it's just it's small world, and I had no idea that Dave was a part of that. And then obviously he's got his big show up in Independence coming up on Sunday with the Tulsa Orchestra. But catch him again tonight for family night. And again, like you said, it looks like right now, forecast wise, just as beautiful of a night as it was yesterday. So we can cross our fingers, hope for the best there.
That's right.
Exactly. So looks like coming up into the weekend now, we've got, lots of things going on this weekend, including the Summer Theater, just another installment of the Summer Theater throughout the year as well.
That's right. So this will be their third and final theatrical performance for the Independence Children's Summer Theater. They will be presenting Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr. on stage at the William Inge Theater this Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 7 o'clock, and a Sunday matinee at 2. So you'll want to get out and enjoy Disney's Beauty and the Beast Jr. This, I believe, if I'm correct, these will be some of the older performers, some of the older theater students. So they've been amazing all summer long. 2 weeks ago they started, and last weekend they had 101 Dalmatians kids, packed houses, great performances, and I'm sure that this weekend will be no different. So I'm excited for that. And then also this weekend we have the Verdigris Valley Art Exhibit is opening up. It opens up on Friday, and it will be running through July the 12th, so you have a few days to catch this. But I encourage everyone to stop by the museum Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4 and then just enjoy the beautiful art that they have on display.
Absolutely. Well, and I spoke with Mike Flood, I think it was a week or two ago, and I had no idea really how vast and how much it opens inside the historical museum. I mean, there is, first of all, a couple of levels at that point. I had no idea.
Yes, three floors.
Three levels. I think he said over 20 exhibits at a time, sometimes even more. I mean, it is vast. I need to go in there. I lived up there for a year, Lisa, and I had never gone in there. So I'm missing out on a little hidden gem. And when does that go through? July
12th.
Okay. So every more reason to get on in there. And then I think as well, now correct me if I'm wrong, do they still have the Miss Abel exhibit put up in the Historical Museum? I know you guys did that big thing for Miss Abel a couple weeks ago.
But you're right. I think it's down now.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, they did take it down. Well, either way, they got the art exhibit up. And it, like I had mentioned, Mike said he's at least 20 different exhibits in there at a time. So really, I got to get myself in there, including anybody else out there. But big, big weekend. Not only so you got the art exhibit that you could check out, but again, you've got till July 12th to do that. You got Summer Theater, whether either of those 2 days, but it looks like on Friday as well, it is the camp-in. This looks like a pretty neat thing to do.
I know it. You know, it makes me. My kids are going to be 25 this summer, so I was just reading through some of the programs that the library has, and it just takes me back to the times of raising my kids and all of the fun activities that there are to do during the summer months as well as the regular months with your kids in Independence. And the public library has so many amazing programs going on this summer. It's all kind of a space theme that they have going on. But this weekend, and you can still register for this, but this weekend on Friday evening, you pack your bag, you grab a sleeping bag or a tent, and you can spend the night in the movie, just like almost like Night in the Museum, yeah. You know, and they do that. So you're going to spend the night in the library and explore the library nighttime mode with space stories. They're going to have s'mores. They're going to have lots of activities, and you do have to register so they know how many people are going to be sleeping in the library, I guess. And if you're under 18, you have to be accompanied by an adult, but that's obvious, I guess. Yeah. It should be. But if you're interested in registering for that, call the library at 331-3030 and make your registration. But grab the kids or grab the grandkids, and even if you don't think you want to stay all night, just go get the sleeping bags, roll them out, and stay until, you know, 9 or 10 and pack it up and come home if you want to.
Exactly. So. I remember back some slumber parties, I guess, if you will. I had to leave at 10 or maybe I had to leave at 9, something like that. But you still don't want to miss out on the experience. You know, it's whether your kids have got some friends that are going, maybe you've got a peer that happens to be going as well. It's a good, you know, it's really fun to go out and have social experiences in the town. Because everybody can come over. I make a pretty good fried chicken, you know. Everybody can come over to my house. But it's nice to go out and experience the town and have a social experience outside of home. And, you know, the library, we talk about the library all the time. The historical museum, I mean, there is many excuses for Independence residents and beyond to get out and experience. So.
I know. And how many times? I've never slept in the library before.
I haven't,
what a
no.
memory, you know, yeah. to be able to
well,
say
maybe,
that.
Well, maybe back in, like, high school, unintentionally,
yeah,
right?
You
yeah.
weren't supposed to be
yeah,
sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't supposed to be sleeping in there, but... Yeah, so that'll be pretty neat. I think that's, again, just a cool experience for the kids, too, because maybe they haven't done something like that, you know, sleeping somewhere else. It's always really cool to kind of go somewhere else. So that is Friday night, and then Saturday into the weekend as well. It looks like a very, very busy weekend. In the morning, though, Farmer's Market makes its way back.
I know, and the Farmer's Market in Independence is amazing. They've got all kinds of vendors that are down there. New at the market this week will be blueberries and tomatoes, so you'll want to catch that out. Catch that while you're down there. But listen to this list of everything that they have. They have potatoes and radishes, kale and lettuces, broccoli, spinach, green beans, and sugar peas. They have cucumbers, yellow squash, zucchini and onions, fresh eggs, smoked cheeses, beer rocks, which I highly suggest, jellies, honeys, and lots of baked goods. And then they also have vendors that are selling homemade soap and jewelry and cut flowers and bedding plants and herbs. And along with that, to allow you to have an even more amazing shopping experience at the market, you will receive entertainment, special music provided by singer and guitarist Cody Johnson, who is actually from Cherryvale, and he also participated in the most recent Meadowlark Lounge that was at the museum. So.
That's right. That's right. And if I'm not mistaken, he's incredibly young as well.
He is.
He's like
he is.
16 or something like that. So
very talented.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. Very talented and played at the 150th as well. Did a great job playing live. And then I would have been interested to see him in that Meadowlark Lounge type thing. Hopefully, Mike, again, it was a very cool idea. He said it was very populated on the inside of there. So hopefully they bring something like that back, you know, whether it's a monthly thing or a yearly thing, something they can bring back, because I'd be interested in going as well. There's nothing like kind of seeing how musicians not only work together, I think that's the big thing too, is how they bounce ideas off each other, but then can kind of create new things that they never thought they could. I couldn't tell you how to read a piece of music in my life, but playing with somebody that plays another guitar, mm-hmm. I learned some things. And so it's pretty cool to watch. It'd be a pretty cool process. And then that night after the farmer's market, it is teen movie night.
It is teen night in downtown Independence. So for those who may or may not know, we have downtown movie night 4 Saturdays during the summer months. This will be our first one. So it's June, July, August, and September. And they are typically on the 4th Saturday of the month. This one will be this Saturday, which is the 29th. And the pre-show activities start at 7 o'clock. It's strictly for middle school and high school kids. It's an opportunity for them to just be with other teenagers and maybe not surrounded by their brothers and sisters and other little kids, because the other 3 remaining movie nights are solely focused on families and kids of all ages. Everyone is welcome on the remaining 3. So this one is just for them. We will be showing Captain Marvel, and we have asked the Army Reserves from Pittsburgh. They're going to be coming and bringing an inflatable football pass, an inflatable basketball pass. The movie theater gives us 2 big, huge bags of freshly popped popcorn, movie night popcorn, and we'll have bottled water, we'll have popsicles, and then the local churches all donate so that we can purchase pizza.
Nice.
It's all, like I said, it's all free. It's special for the teenagers. This particular one is being sponsored by Textron Aviation and Potts Chapel. Textron Aviation has 15 summer interns here this summer, and they're going to be down there as well, playing paper airplane games with them, cup stacking, cornhole. So there's going to be those games. Main Street will have some street games down there, like the Big Connect 4 and checkers.
Oh, nice.
And all kinds of fun things. the library comes down. They will be doing a teen-appropriate game. The firemen will be down there doing fire hose bowling. So,
I was very interested in that because, you know, I didn't know if it was like if you use the fire hose to knock them over or if you actually fire the water out of the hose. And that's the way it's sounding right now.
Yes.
And that sounds like the best equation that I could have ever thought of. So
again,
that'll be fun.
How often do you, it's like sleeping in the library. How many times do you have an opportunity to hold on to a fire hose that is on.
Well, I hope them firefighters are right behind you, too.
Yes, they are.
Okay, good. They are powerful hoses. I'll tell you what, you're going to get thrown back if you aren't ready for
it. But how fun. So we're excited about Downtown Movie Night, and we just encourage everyone to keep your eye on Facebook because there might be a few other things that we're going to be implementing in the teen night. Again, that's for kids 12 to 18. And pre-show starts at 7. The movie Captain Marvel will start at 9. So bring your lawn chairs down and just hang out as teenagers in downtown Independence and enjoy movie night. And then after that, our next one will be July 27th. And that one will be showing The Incredibles 2. So that'll be another fun night in downtown.
Yeah, that's a good one there. Again, speaking with the Chamber Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson, here in studio with us. Now, we talked yesterday with organizers Bob Archer as well as Dave Parker, one of the trombone players for Let Freedom Ring, Sing, and Swing. That is Sunday. Just wanted to give you guys a quick reminder. Again, Sunday, 6 p.m. We're giving out tickets here on AM 690 KGGF. We had all of that information as well. We'll even have a news story for you guys tomorrow on that, but just did want to remind you, Memorial Hall in the Civic Center this Sunday, 6 p.m. We'll have more on it tomorrow. But Lisa, looking at it right now, I can't believe it. We just mentioned it. June is, we're counting down the days of June here. We are just about done with it, and it looks like you guys are also counting down another number, over 50%, but still quite some room to go till we hit our goal for this fireworks fund.
That's right. So the 4th of July is quickly approaching. Our community is working hard to raise those funds so that we can have a great fireworks display on the 4th of July. That fireworks display will start at 9:30, and we need their the goal is $15,650. So they have raised over $9,000. According to my math, we need only $5,800, which sounds like a lot, but it's not when you're raising $15,000. Mm-hmm. So $5,800, and I did some quick math just because I wanted to make it doable for a lot of people instead of, you know, falling on the shoulders of major contributors. Yes.
Yeah.
So if 232 people write a check for $25, done. Yeah. And if we don't do, we could bump it up a little bit, and we only need 116 people to write a $50 check. And when you put it in that context, it really is doable. And because it's a gift to every single one of us, it's not a gift, well, it's a gift to our entire community, but you know, you look at all the major manufacturers that get hit up all the time for, you know, different things. And while they are contributing to this, you know, it's just, I was talking to my mom the other night and I said, don't forget to write your check. You know, yeah. it's part of what we do to continue to have all the amazing things in our community. So write your check for $25, write your check for $10, put in a $5 bill, drop it by Community National Bank, stick it in the mail to P.O. Box 687. It's all tax deductible. You make your check out to Community Foundation for Independence, and with everyone's help, we'll have a great 4th of July.
Well, you make a good point, too, because with all the tents that go up, and I mean, my goodness, Missouri, I think you can buy fireworks every day of the year over there, so it's not that hard to go out and buy, but for me personally, I don't know about any other gentlemen or ladies out there, I can't go into a fireworks stand without spending $100, because that's just me. I'm a little pyro, you know, I like seeing it go kaboom, so yeah, maybe put aside $75 for your own fireworks show and $25 for
good
the community.
Idea.
I mean, it, you know, just kind of put it into perspective like that. And I like how you did it as well because, you know, $5,800 seemed daunting, but $25 for 230 people puts it more in a perspective, kind of makes it more realistic. So, again, over 50%, but we still need some help up there in Independence for the funds. Again, we'll have more information on that next week here as we talk with Lisa Wilson from the Chamber of Commerce. Will we see you next week? I do believe the 4th is on a Thursday, so I do believe we see you next Tuesday.
I will be here.
Okay, sounds good. Again, that is Chamber of Commerce Director from Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, thanks so much. We'll check in with you next week.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.